This year, both Sioux Valley's boys and girls basketball teams are aiming high. The boys' basketball coach, Mike Matthews, says at the beginning of the season, he has the boys come up with team goals, personal goals, and family goals. Coach Matthews says the team goals are
being first or second in the conference this year, as we finished second last year. And if we get to that point, which I think it's going to be pretty competitive, then we'll get a bid to state. And that was another one of our goals, is to finish at a higher level than we did at state last year. So in the top five at state.
Coach James Sickler of the girls' basketball team says that the overall goal they have set for this year is to make it to state. One way the team expects to get there is through a change to man-to-man defense.
Is to be the first Sioux Valley girls team to make it to state in the since the 80s. So that's our overall goal. Some smaller goals we have is to improve our man-to-man defense and our full court defense throughout the season, something that we haven't worked very hard on in the past. So something that we used to play a lot of zone, and so we're switching that up to a more pressure style defense. We also want to run the court a lot better, so better defense, faster offense.
Coach Matthews says the boys' team expects to make it to state through hard work on specific positions and improving on fundamentals.
We're working on ball handling, and within the ball handling, we are really trying to fine-tune our passing game so that, as well as passing, catching is the other part of that, and trying to improve the amount of assists that we make in that game. So passes that lead to scores is something else.
Coach Sickler says there are three key tournaments to deciding what teams make it to state.
Not counting state, we already went to a tournament in Tri-Valley. It's kind of a smaller tournament. But then next week, the 6th through the 8th, we're going to the Little NIT, which is the Nenana Invitational Tournament. And it's the biggest small schools tournament in the state. And our girls have never won it. Our boys haven't won it since 1995. And we've been going for a long time. So it's a big deal. It's a big tournament. And our boys have a big shot. And then the last tournament, of course, is the conference tournament. That's going to be a big deal this year. And then hopefully from there, state.
Both teams will be leaving Wednesday for Nenana, where they hope to better their chances of making it to the state tournament. For KTNA, this is Caitlin Daly.